Farmers in Mexico say their livelihood is threatened by cheap food imports from the United States and Canada. They are rallying to save corn, their most important crop. After massive protests last spring, Mexico's government promised to take action. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
This summer, the corn is growing high in Tlaquiltenango, a lush, irrigated region 2 hours south of Mexico City. Farmer Florentino Moreno, a burly man in a white t-shirt and straw hat, moves through the green stalks on his four-acre plot, checking for blight. Though this year's crop is healthy, he says he'll lose money when he brings it to market.
$7,900 nos cuesta hacer producir una hectárea.
He says it costs him about $800 to produce 2 acres of corn. And on average, he says, he'll earn just $400 for his effort. He says there's no way for him to prosper. Buyers, says Moreno, are paying low prices because of a flood of corn arriving from the U.S. In 2002, Mexico imported nearly 6 million tons of U.S. corn, almost a third of Mexico's total production. The U.S. corn, grown on massive farms, is often less expensive than what small-plot Mexican farmers can produce. And it will only get cheaper. Under the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., trade barriers have been gradually disappearing. By 2008, all remaining protective tariffs on farm products will be eliminated. Mexican farmers like Moreno say they need to start modernizing now or they're doomed.
Nos van a invadir de maíz y nosotros no vamos a poder competir con
el... The U.S. is going to invade us with corn, he says, and we won't be able to compete because we don't have what we need. We don't have subsidies or mechanized equipment. Most of Mexico's 25 million small farmers plant corn to sell and to feed to their families. It's been both a staple and a strong cultural symbol for centuries. So it was no surprise when this spring hundreds of thousands of farmers from across Mexico converged on the capital to demand that the government protect them from the looming competition. The farmers called for subsidies and for money to upgrade equipment. Many still use horses instead of tractors. They often lack fertilizer and irrigation systems. Their protests lasted weeks and created traffic nightmares. Finally, the government agreed to a multi-million dollar aid package and pledged to try to renegotiate NAFTA to exempt corn and beans from liberalization. Interior Minister Santiago Creel negotiated the deal with the farmers.
Esos acuerdos se van a cumplir en el tiempo.
The agreements will be implemented in time, he said. For the first time ever, a government has sat down to talk with the most important farming organizations. It's been a serious exercise in democracy. But farmers are skeptical. They say the aid package, amounting to some $270 million, pales compared to U.S. farm subsidies of $52 billion over 5 years. And the chances of exempting corn from NAFTA are slim. Both the U.S. and Canada have said they will not renegotiate the agreement. Professor Harley Shaken is a global economy expert at the University of California, Berkeley. He says the U.S. fears tampering with the agricultural section of NAFTA could open a Pandora's box across the rest of Latin America.
For the Bush administration, I think without question they want to leave it as is, at least for the foreseeable future, particularly with the negotiations moving into higher gear for the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas.
The FTAA would liberalize trade throughout the hemisphere, and the U.S. wants it in place by 2005. The U.S. is also deep in talks for a similar free trade deal with Central America. This week, the Mexican government began implementing its multi-million dollar farm aid package, but it comes late to a sector that is seeing some 600 farmers abandoning their plows daily. Unable to make a living, they either migrate into Mexico's big cities or cross into the U.S. in search of jobs. Farmer Florentino Moreno, now 48 years old, says he feels like the last of a breed.
Ellos ya no quieren venir aquí a hacer producir nuestra tierra.
The young people don't want to work the land, he says. The man who farms is growing old. Let's hope he doesn't disappear, but who knows, he says. We have to have hope. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.